So how effective are parks? Well, of course, it depends. It depends on the metric. It depends on how effective, how well funded the park is, and all the things we just talked about that can potentially lead to weaknesses in the ability of a park to really serve conservation. In general, if you look at parks, this IUCN graphic on the left shows how much, what percent of natural vegetation there is on the landscape inside and outside of protected areas in Brazil and in West Africa, two different cases. And the IUCN ranking of those species, where IUCN listed organisms of class 1 and 2, which are the endangered categories, all the way down to IUCN categories 5 and 6, which are less threatened. And it shows that, in particular, the parks can do a really good job of protecting the vegetation. If you go outside the park boundary, there's an immediate decline in the proportion of vegetation around on the landscape in all these different IUCN categories, and in particular for the really threatened categories. So, in many cases, there is an increase in natural vegetation in parks. They do a good job protecting natural vegetation, including those threatened plant species. They increase the population size and thus the health of the populations of various species. And I included here fish size. We'll talk more about marine parks later. But even marine parks, they have found that increases not only the size of the population, but the actual size of the organisms within the park. Marine parks increase the size of fish within them compared to the fished areas outside the parks. And that can lead to a benefit known as spillover, where the organisms that are produced inside the park and that get bigger inside the park actually swim or walk, as the case may be, on land outside the park and benefit the fishery outside. So, in the case of marine reserves, we have a nice spillover effect that the park benefits. So, some examples in Mexico, parks, are really doing a good job by protecting the mammals in Mexico. 82% of mammals found in Mexico are in protected areas, even though those areas only represent 4% of the national area. And you get outside of those protected areas, and those mammals have basically disappeared. In Britain, it's plants. 88% of plants are really have their strongholds in protected areas, and outside of those protected areas, we're just relegated to pastures and farmland, and many plants have disappeared. And in China, whole ecosystems are protected by parks that have just basically disappeared on the land, on the human-dominated landscape. So parks can be very effective, and they can provide a lot of benefits to local people, as I mentioned, as one of their advantages. But really, this depends on a lot of funding and ability to enforce.